Joined by a member of the Falcons coaching staff, the Falcons defensive coordinator, Jimmy Lake, joins us. Jimmy, how are you?
Coach!
Hey, great. How are you guys doing? Andy and Randy.
Great over here
doing
as well.
Great. Doing the week.
Good to hear from you. I was just kind of looking at some of the history. First of all, my mom is also a graduate of Eastern Washington, so she'd be I'd be remiss if I didn't say
go,
something about
go
that.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles, exactly.
Has she seen the red field in person?
No, she hasn't seen it in person. We've seen it on TV a little bit.
I haven't either.
She said it hurts her eyes.
I've only seen it on TV. So
yeah.
Someday when I'm free in the fall.
Beautiful Cheney, Washington. Not a lot of people have gotten the privilege of going to Cheney, Washington. But
am I missing something?
Hey, tough place to play. You're definitely missing something.
Me and Jimmy have both been there, so you should go. You should go. But you played safety back then. What's it like coaching a safety duo like this?
Oh yeah, no, it's incredible. And I've been fortunate to be around a number of talented safeties, but it is no match in my 5 years of coaching. The combination of Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates III, it is a lethal combination of ball awareness, ball skills, their smarts of getting everybody lined up, disguised to really make the quarterback uneasy, and then their tackling ability, and of course their ability to get the ball back, punching the ball out, which Jesse has done already throughout his career.
Jimmy, I want to go back when Rod gets the job here in Atlanta and he comes to you and asks you to be his defensive coordinator. What did you see as far as the personnel when you said, yes, I'll be the defensive coordinator, and what you needed to add to make this a good defense?
Oh, yeah. I was so excited. So I was in my house in Los Angeles and accepted the role and then started to watch film right away, which that's what us coaches do. And all of a sudden, I'm starting watching the film, and I'm seeing 11 players hunting to the football with bad intentions, tackling well, hitting, striking, getting off blocks. I saw a defense that was hungry and flying around, and that's the type of defense that I have always been a part of, so I was extremely excited.
What kind of a two-parter here? What part of this defense has been what you've expected it to be thus far through 6 games? And then on the flip side of it, what part of this defense do you feel like isn't where you want it to be yet and you'd like to improve upon?
Yeah, I'd say the first thing is our guys are extremely all in what the plan is. You can hear the communication throughout the building when we're in meetings, when we're on walkthroughs. It's really at a high professional level, and I love the communication that we have all 3 levels of our defense, playing extremely cohesive, and they've stayed together. This the National Football League is the elite of the elite, and we know we're going to be facing tough offenses week in and week out and tough matchups. And we've been able to weather the storm. Teams have made plays on us, but then all of a sudden we've had the ability and the resiliency to bounce back and play well down the stretch and close out games. And I'll say, the things that I think that we need to work on, it starts with me, that we got to do a better job of is, we've haven't played the run as well as I would like to play. And it starts with me making sure our guys are in position, make sure they're understanding the scheme, so we can get offenses in those third and extra long, and then we can actually really get after the quarterback.
Jimmy, when we talk about this pass rush, because I think that's a big thing that a lot of us are talking about, the 5 sacks and 6 games and everything like that. What do you see as far as while you're up there in the booth, or I don't know if you're down on the field, calling this defense? Are you guys getting close, or is it, you got a mobile quarterback here, or this guy gets the ball out fast? I mean, what is it from your point of view that you're seeing about this pass rush?
Yeah, no, it's a combination, and I'll say this. Our process has been correct, or the way our players are preparing themselves with the game plan, the way they've been putting their work in the weight room and out on the practice field, and then going out of the games, the process has been correct, and we've been extremely close, just like you just mentioned. We've had a lot of, just close, and all of a sudden they get rid of the ball, or just close, and then it's an incomplete pass. We've had a bunch of quarterback hits. Not necessarily the sack production and the numbers that say it on the paper that you had a sack, and so we're on the right track, but now we just got to continue with our process, which our guys are doing, and we know that those results that people like to see on paper, where it actually says that we're getting the sack, are going to eventually show.
Hey, Jimmy, how do you get prepared as far as your defense for those different types of quarterbacks? Like, you got a Justin Fields, and you, of course, you get Jalen Hurts this year, and Baker Mayfield, and you know, how do you get your mindset? How do you go about approach calling your defense when you got to play such different style quarterbacks?
Yeah, and that was you know, probably another part of the question before, right? In terms of what the type of offenses that we're facing. You know, those first 2 weeks, you know, again, it goes back to limiting the run on first, second down. But, you know, once you get down that, now it's third and three, third and four, mm-hmm. and you have Justin Fields and you have Jalen Hurts that has the ability just to run quarterback zone reads, quarterback run games, quarterback counters, a lot of, you know, college-style offenses, really tough to defend. Right. From a defensive standpoint, it becomes a lot more difficult to really pin your ears back and go get after a quarterback thinking it's going to be a pass. And now all of a sudden, they have a quarterback design run and they're gutting you for a 10, you know, 12 yard gain for a first down. And so, you know, that was a little bit of the first lull of not very many sacks in the first couple of weeks. But again, if we're better on first and second down and we get them in known passing situations, it's third and 12. Now you can't really run that quarterback, you know, zone read play. And so it really goes back to being better on first, second down, so we can get the offense behind the chains, and then we can really pin our ears back and get after the quarterback.
Falcons defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. It's been cool to see Rook Arororo get on the field the last couple of weeks. What has he done from the beginning of the season to get on the field, and what does he need to do to stay out there for you guys?
Yeah, so excited for Rook. You know, he got here, we saw the talent in drills and, you know, out in OTAs. We saw the movement. And then, you know, once we hit training camp, it's just been a constant, steady growth and improvement with Rook. And, you know, we get out to preseason games and, you know, he plays okay, makes a couple plays here or there, but then had a lot of things to clean up. And to give him a ton of credit, he cleaned those up. I get a lot of credit also to Jay Rogers and John Timu, his position coaches, who have really been bringing him along every single week. And so, you know, those first few weeks there, when he wasn't active, you know, he's on our scout team going against our offense, and all of a sudden we start watching the film, and we're like, whoa, look at Rook. He's causing a lot of havoc against our first-team offensive line here. And then it became a point where we're like, it's time. He's grown. He's grown in his technique, his fundamentals. He's understanding. He's catching up to the pace of the National Football League speed. And then sure enough, he goes out there his first game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, man, he played so well, played so physical, violent, tackled well, made some splash plays. And you're just going to continue to see a constant state of growth and development with Rook. He's got the right mindset. He's got the right position coaches, and I'm excited about his future.
Hey, Jimmy, I always ask anytime we get an opportunity to interview any coach of the Falcons, my favorite Falcon is Grady Jarrett. And talk to me us about what it's like coaching a guy like that, because he does seem, you know, he's got hurt last year, seems like he's looking like Grady all of a sudden.
Oh, man. What a leader, an exceptional leader for our defense and for our whole team, really. You know, when I first met him, he was still, you know, coming off of his injury, and he was on a separate practice field going through rehab with our performance team, and I would always pop over there and talk to him, and you could just see the look in his eye, the competitive fire. He couldn't wait to get over on the field with us and start, you know, working on his craft and working on the scheme and catching up with the scheme. And now that he's in, you know, all the way in from training camp and the preseason games to now, just his spark, his tackle for losses, his leadership, his passion, his fire, the way the guys rally around him, it's really exceptional and amazing to be around.
Tell us the, if you would, the story behind Clark Phillips going down before he got to the, because I'll be honest.
I'm going to SCO, Jimmy.
I would have scored a touchdown.
I'm going to SCO.
But hear, it sounds like he was listening to his coaches. Tell us the story of how that happened.
Awesome. I'm going to SCO, Jimmy.
Oh, boy. Okay. No, I think it's fun. And so here's here's the straight scoop. You guys have been so great. I'll give you a genuine, honest answer.
And
I know that's
it.
What your listeners that's what your listeners want to hear as well. So you know, we were up by multiple scores there, and so I had the same reaction that you guys probably had. You know, I'm thinking, all right, here we go. Clark's going to pick this thing off. He's going to go score. And then he goes down, and then I'm like, okay, he went down. That's a good thing to do. You know, the game was already in hand. Now we can kneel the clock out. And, you know, we just had some of our coaches were like, hey, they were reminding the players, hey, if we get a turnover here, hey, just go ahead and get down because the game's going to be over, which they are correct. And because especially if that was a one-score game, he needs to immediately go down right now. Mm-hmm. Because there's been some horror films of guys trying to score there or go, and then they cough the ball up, and then now they get the ball, and then, you know, the offense has another run at it. And sure enough, usually when that happens, it's like giving up an extra out in baseball, and you know, the next guy's going to hit a home run. And so Clark did the classy thing. It's not right or wrong. But I will say I had the same reaction. I was like, he's going to score. Oh, he didn't score. What's going on? Oh, okay. I get it. But, hey, I don't know if I would have done the same thing if I was in his shoes. If I'm in his shoes, I think I'm housing that thing and going to celebrate to the camera.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to score.
I would have been dancing in the end zone.
I'm going to score. I know we got real quick, got about a minute left. Jimmy, could you talk to us about this team, this opponent you're playing against as far as Seattle? We know they throw the ball a lot, got big play wide receivers. You're thinking about, I mean, I know you're not going to give us a game plan, but your thought process as far as defending this team.
No, you know, so this is an explosive offense. Number one pass offense in the National Football League. They're putting up records right now, you know, through six games. You know, there's a lot of talk right now about, hey, they want to balance out and they want to run the ball a little bit. So, you know, we'll definitely got to be prepared for that. And they have an extremely talented runner and Walker back there. And so, well, we got to have our antennas up and make sure we're not just focused on the pass game. They could easily just hand it off to number nine back there and cause a lot of problems. But, you know, they got talent up and down their roster on offense. And when you start looking at their wide receivers with Lockett, with DK Metcalf, of course, with Ohio State. I don't want to mess up his name, JSN. I'll just say the initials there. And then you got the running back, and then you got Fan at tight end. And you got a former first round quarterback and Geno Smith, he's playing amazing, throwing the ball over and really smart. And then you got a unique scheme, you know. So this is a college offensive coordinator that had a bunch of success in college, almost won the national championship last year with Mike Penix as his quarterback. And they were, you know, setting records in college the last couple of years. And now he's brought that offense to the National Football League, and you can see what it's doing. It's shattering records in the pass game. I know they're on a little lull right now in terms of wins and losses. So I think they've had extra time to prepare for. So I'm sure they're going to try to bounce that up a little bit with a run pass, but this is a high flying offense that we have to be, you know, on the screws and nails of everything to make sure they don't score a lot of points.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you,
Coach.
All right, thanks, guys. Go Falcons.